بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation on the salah described, and this is class number 9. In the previous class, we talked about the recitations, the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha and the ruling concerning that, and also the recitations of other surahs as well. After the recitation, or concerning the recitations, there is a point of benefit that one should also relate, and that is the recitations which may involve what is called qira'at. Qira'ah, it is a method of pronunciation used in the recitation of the Quran. And the qira'at, plural of qira'ah, are different from the seven forms or modes which are known as ahruf, in which the Quran was revealed. And as we know that the seven modes were reduced to one by Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him. They were reduced to one, that of Quraysh, during the time of the Khalifa Al-Rashid Uthman bin Affan, may Allah be pleased with him. And all of the methods of recitation are based on this mode of Quraysh. But there are these qira'at which represent a method of pronunciation used in the recitations of the Quran. The question is it permissible to recite a qira'ah, which is a method of pronunciation, during the recitation of the Quran, or it is not? This is the question. The difference of opinion concerning this, the scholars, rahimahumullah, may Allah's mercy be upon them, differed as to the ruling concerning this, whether it is permissible to use the qira'ah in the salah or outside the salah or not. The most correct opinion, or the preponderating opinion regarding this matter, is if this qira'ah, if this method of pronunciation is authentic and is correct, meaning if some of the Sahaba used it, then in this case it is raised to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and it is therefore permissible to recite it during the Salah or outside the Salah. However, should one recite it openly in Salah, where most of the people in the Salah are common Muslims, this could lead to fitna and confusion, and unease, and even it may lead to a problem with trusting the Imam. And therefore this could affect the creed of the person. However, as to the person reciting it for himself or between him and students of knowledge who understand the matter properly, then there is no harm in that. Because it is from the guidance of the Sahaba that one should not talk to people in ways that they cannot comprehend. And as in the hadith of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, حَدِّثُ النَّاسَ بِمَا يَعْرِفُونَ, talk to people in ways that they understand and they know and they can comprehend. Would you like that Allah and His Messenger be belied? Because the common Muslim, if he hears something strange, he will react in a way whereby he may deny it and may conclude that this is impossible. And Ibn Mas'ud rahimahullah said, إِنَّكَ لَا تُحَدِّثُ قَوْمًا حَدِيثًا لَا تَبْلُغُهُ عُقُولُهُمْ إِلَّا كَانَ لِبَعْضِهِمْ فِتْنَةً. You don't talk about something with people whereby they don't comprehend, except that it may become a fitna for some of them. And this fitna therefore may lead to a problem in his creed and in his actions. So one should not do this with common Muslims. Now, as whether this will invalidate the Salah or not, the opinion is that it doesn't invalidate the Salah. So this is a point of benefit concerning the Qira'at, the recitations. Now, so here the person finished the recitation of the Fatiha and some surahs with it, or at least one surah from the short surahs, then now he is ready to perform the ruku'. So after completing his recitation, the musalli, and when I say the musalli, this refers to the believing man or the believing woman. After completing his recitation or her recitation, the person would pause, because he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pause for a moment, then raise his hands up to the levels of the shoulder or up to the top of the ear, as in Takbirat al-Ihram, which we spoke of, as in the opening Takbir. And then says Allahu Akbar and bows. Go into the bowing ruku' position. So make your Takbir from the moment you go down, and make sure that it ends before you reach the position of ruku', the posture of ruku'. Thereafter, in accordance with the way of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the musalli would place his palms on his knees. The palms on his knees. And in one narration, he would put his hands firmly on his knees, meaning the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as though he were grasping them. What about the fingers? He sallallahu alayhi wasalam would space his fingers out, the fingers put on the knees. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam would space his fingers out, and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to spread himself, meaning not to be in a compact position, and he would keep his elbows away from his sides, of course, if there are no people around him, or next to him rather, in the row. He will, if that extension or the spreading would be harmful to the one next to him, then the person should not do a sunnah that is harmful to others, because this would lead to confusion to others. And it is feared that this may fall under the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Ahzab in 33:58, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بِغَيْرِ مَا اكْتَسَبُوا فَقَدْ احْتَمَلُوا بُهْتَانًا وَإِثْمًا مُبِينًا. And those who annoy believing men and women undeservedly bear on themselves the crime of slander and plain sin. Now, what about the back? The posture of the back in ruku'. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made ruku', he would spread his back and make it level. Mustawiyan dhahru. And in one narration, such that if water, حَتَّى لَوْ صُبَّ عَلَيْهِ الْمَاءُ لَاسْتَقَرْ, such that if water were poured on it, the water would stay there, meaning not run off. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the one who did not pray properly, he told him, when you make ruku', put your palms on your knees, spread your back flat and hold firm in your ruku'. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Aisha described him, كَانَ إِذَا رَكَعَ لَمْ يُشْخِصْ رَأْسَهُ وَلَمْ يُصَوِّبْهُ. He would neither let his head droop nor raise it, that is, to higher than his back, but it would be in between. But it would be in between. So here is the position in ruku', the hands firm on the knees, fingers spaced out, and himself would spread himself and keep his elbows away from his sides with the condition mentioned earlier, and would spread the back and make it level, and would neither let his head droop nor raise it, but it would be in between. This is the position of ruku'. Now, what is to be said in ruku'? What is to be said in ruku'? وَيَقُولُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّيَ الْعَظِيمِ. In ruku', the musalli would say, سبحان ربي العظيم, سبحان ربي العظيم, سبحان, this is tasbih, declaring that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of absolute defect, free of imperfection, and also free from resembling creation. And this could be part of the second one, meaning free of all imperfection, because creation is imperfect. So, in the absolute sense, declaring that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely free from all defects, so He is declared free from ignorance, from incapacity, from weakness, from death, from sleep, and the like. And as to the second, free of all imperfection, this includes declaring that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from, as to the second one, free of all imperfection, free from fatigue. He doesn't get tired in all of his actions. قال الله تعالى in Surah Qaf in chapter 50, verse 38, ولقد خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام وما مسنا من لغوب. And indeed we created the heavens and the earth and all between them in 6 days, and nothing of fatigue touched us. The ability and creating is no doubt that they are perfection. As to the creature, he is defective in that nature. A person may make a door or a pot or build a building, but in all of that he is touched by fatigue. So this would be lack of perfection. Thirdly, from that is also declaring that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and from that also is declaring that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from resembling the creation, because resembling the creation is imperfection. Even comparing the creator to the created, the creator who is perfect to the created who is imperfect, makes the creator imperfect. As it is said in the poem, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ السَّيْفَ يَنْقُصُ قَدْرُهُ إِذَا قِيلَ إِنَّ السَّيْفَ أَمْضَى مِنَ الْعَصَى. Don't you see that the sword will diminish in its status and in its prestige if it is said that the sword is sharper than the stick? So if you say that I have a iron sword, strong, but and it is stronger than the stick, people will understand that your sword is weak. So this is سبح تسبيح or سبحان تسبيح. سبحان ربي العظيم, the great in his essence, العظيم in himself and his attributes. In himself he is greater than everything. قال الله تعالى in سورة الأنبياء chapter 21 verse 104, يوم نطوي السماء كطي السجل للكتب كما بدأنا أول خلق نعيده وعدا علينا إنا كنا فاعلين. And remember the day when we shall roll up the heavens like a scroll rolled up for books, like a scroll rolled up for books. As we began the first creation, we shall repeat it. It is a promise binding upon us. Truly we shall do it. So, rolling the scroll rolled up for books, is easy. Here, if a person writes a document, rolling it is easy. And Allah Azza wa Jal said in Surah Az-Zumar, chapter 39, verse 67, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. They made not a just estimate of Allah, such as is due to Him. They made not a just estimate of Allah, such as is due to Him. And on the day of resurrection, the whole of the earth will be grasped by His hand, and the heavens will be rolled up in His right hand. Glorified is He, and high is He above all that they associate as partners with Him. His attributes are so great and magnificent. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Nahl in chapter 16 verse 60, ولله المثل الأعلى وهو العزيز الحكيم. And for Allah is the highest description, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. So therefore, while in the state of ruku', إِنَّكَ تُنَزِّهُ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. You glorify and magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and declare Him free of all imperfection and all defects. And you describe Him by two perfect matters, or two perfect things, the lordship and greatness. And therefore in this remembrance in ruku', you combine tanzih and ta'zeem. You combine glorification, declaring Allah free of all imperfection, with magnification. This is by the tongue. By your physical bowing, there is a practical magnification of Allah. And therefore, in this posture, the musalli combines two magnifications, one by the tongue and one in action. And that's why the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, ألا وإني نهيت أن أقرأ القرآن راكعا. I had been commanded, forbidden rather, not to recite the Quran in ruku', in the state of ruku', or in sujood. أما الركوع, as to the ruku', the bowing, فعظموا فيه الرب, then magnify in it the Lord. And since this posture is a humility for the musalli, humbling himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one aspect. The second, even in this there is a humiliation. In this, I would repeat and then correct, in this posture there is humility. The person says, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. This is to be said at least once. This is to be said at least once. So the obligation is to say it once, at least. And the extra is a sunnah. And it is legal to say, in addition, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, and you add to it, wa bihamdi, and praised be He, three times. So sometimes you say Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, and sometimes you add wa bihamdihi. And He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua in ruku', and He used to make the following dua abundantly: Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, Allahumma ighfir li. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik, Subhanak Allahumma. O Allah, I declare You free of all imperfection. How perfect You are, and praises are for You, O Allah, forgive me. And He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also used to say, Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. Subbuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. Perfect, blessed Lord of the angels and the Ruh. And also the other dua, Allahumma laka raka'at, وبك آمنت ولك أسلمت. والله to you I have bowed, in you I have believed, ولك أسلمت, to you I have submitted and surrendered. أنت ربي, you are my Lord. خشع لك سمعي وبصري, humbled for you are my hearing and my seeing. خشع لك سمعي وبصري ومخي وعظمي وعصبي. Humbled for you are my hearing, my seeing, my marrow, my bone, my sinews. وما استقلت به قدمي لله رب العالمين. And whatever my feet carry are humbled for Allah, Lord of the worlds. This is regarding the ruku' posture and what is said therein from the obligations and from the sunnah. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.